The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. What are we talking about today? Direct injected vehicles and everything else automotive related. I want to welcome my nephew, Christian, came in to spend some time on the radio with me.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All I did was open the door and you came in.
I mean, that's tends to how that works, right?
That is how it works. Christian's one of our technicians, works at the Escondido facility there. So he's been working for us for, well, how long have you been working for us? Do you remember? Can you not hear? Is your headphones not working?
Yeah, my headphones aren't working.
Oh, right, they're now. Not turned on probably, but that's okay.
I think I've been working there for about 4 years now.
4 years now. There you go. So good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, the car things are going along and cars are always broken, and that's what we like and we talk about all the time. Anything here, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related, of course, we're happy to talk to you about. Brendan's over there answering the phone and turning the dials and flipping the switches, as we say. So, good stuff. Did he get your headphones working?
He's working. Nope, not yet.
He's working on it now. So, it's over there. He has to turn on the extra switch.
Is it turned up in his... studio?
Oh, you
studio?
Know what? It might be. Can you hear now? Is it better?
Yeah, way better.
Is that good?
Yep.
Okay. Test, 1, 2,
that's
test.
What was wrong. That was my fault. Sorry. I have control of the slider over here. If it needs to go up or down, let me know.
Alrighty. Okay. Yeah, I think we're good right there.
Okay, cool. Now you can hear. Look at that. We got it all worked out.
It's a miracle. We actually have technology working on Auto Talk Radio today.
I know. Well, we have a lot of technology in your cars. We were talking about all kinds of things this morning before we jumped on here this morning. Brendan and us were sitting here in the studio just chatting about different automotive things. And one of the things this morning I was discussing was, I don't know if y'all saw this in the news, but the Waymo driverless cars got trapped in an Atlanta suburb after some glitch. And there was like, I don't know, 20 of them on this street trying to turn around in a cul-de-sac. And they just kept going up and down all for like hours, I guess. And what I didn't understand, you probably all heard the story about the guy, the Waymo guy, the guy that took a Waymo to the airport. He went to get out of the Waymo. He pushed the trunk button, opened the trunk to get his bag. As soon as he got out and shut the door, the Waymo just took off and left with his bag. So he missed his flight. He finally got a hold of a Waymo and like, oh, yeah, your bag's here, but you got to come get it from this depot. And he's like, I don't even want to get in another Waymo to go over there to the depot to go get my own bag. So yeah,
what an inconvenience.
Yeah, those cars concern me. Concern me more that they're going to drive over me sometime when I'm crossing the street, to be honest with you, than anything. But interesting. So that's what's going on in the Waymo news these days, as far as that goes. A bunch of other automotive stuff. EV registrations are down 25% in March. So as far as that goes, tax credits end is Toyota, Lexus, Subaru, Surge. Anyway, so that's what's kind of going on those. But we kind of predicted that as far as it goes. Real quick here, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Motorrad, leading the way in advanced thermal engine management, evaporative emission solutions. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability. Comprehensive coverage of all vehicle models and exceptional customer service. Learn more at motorrad.com. So, good stuff there. What were you working on yesterday, Christian? Weren't you working on a Honda or something?
Yeah, I had a Honda Civic yesterday, 2009. I think I just
Well, that's did, the one you were knocking all the...
A bunch of preventative maintenance services that I had to do. It wasn't too much.
Except for all the rat pooping in the cabin air filter.
But they didn't want a cabin air filter, so I just did a evap core cleaning. So at least I got that.
Yeah. Well, They should have got the cabin air filter because hopefully they don't get the Hanta virus that's going around.
Right, right. That's why I knocked it out.
Hopefully it was a clean mouse that was in there. Yeah, exactly. Don't want to be breathing that stuff. And the worst part about that though, it's in where air blows right through into your cabin. That's what the filter's there for. So I don't know. I don't really want a bunch of vermin feces stuck to your filter that you're blowing breathable air through.
Yeah, no, especially if it accidentally kicks through the vents and comes out.
Yeah, you get hit in the eye with a little piece of mouse poop.
Yep, it's not snowing, that's for sure.
That'd be terrible. It's not what we want, for sure. So as far as that goes. So today we're talking a bit about the positive side of direct injected vehicles. There's also a downside when it comes to carbon buildup, but with the systems as they've evolved, they've started to cure that a bit with using some port injection along with direct injection. Also remove some of the idle problems that they had sometimes as far as that goes. But there's a lot to say about direct injected vehicles because the basic goals of the automotive industry, a high power, low specific fuel consumption, low emissions, low noise, and better drive comfort. That's what we achieve for when we build a car. Doesn't always work. I've been through working on 80s cars and 90s cars, so as they were trying to achieve that, it didn't work very well. But there's a lot to say about this. So we'll jump into that as we're talking about different things today as far as that goes. Brendan, did you look up the car shows and everything?
Oh, I did not yet.
Typically run through.
I actually had a quick question for sure. You guys, actually. So I won't say the company's name, but I will say that I have this like pass for unlimited car washes, you know.
There's quite a few companies out there to do that now, so yes.
Exactly, yeah. So my question is, my son has been loving these car washes, and like he goes like, oh, I want to go to a car wash today. I want to go car wash today, so... it's been honestly for the past week, it's been every single day he's been wanting to go to the car wash. So my question to you is that, is there going to be any mechanical issues of me taking to a automated car wash system like theirs in the long run? Or honestly, no, it's honestly just more aesthetic stuff.
So there really shouldn't be, just based on how vehicles have all the weather stripping and how they're able to withstand weathering. The only thing that I could be thinking about is for paint and everything.
Yeah, I was going to say wax-wise.
Yeah, so like when you go to those automatic car washes, I mean, they say that they do all these special things that protect your paint and everything, but every once in a while, you're still going to need to get a detail so that way you can get that waxing to protect your vehicle. And
the clear coat.
Yeah, because those car washes, I mean, they're kind of just there for money. And as you know, if you don't wash your car for about a month or something, you go through that car wash the first run, and it doesn't get everything off. So
it's true. Yeah, I can't tell you how many. I think it's like pollen pockets. I want to call them. They're still stuck to my car, so I have to usually get the.
Are you talking about the little yellow dots?
Yeah.
That's from bees.
Oh, bees.
Bee extract.
Bee extract. Yeah. So yeah. They get stuck on the car even after the wash. So
yeah, that stuff does not come off very easy. You got to kind of rub it off.
You're exactly. Right. Yeah.
But as far as Christian's right, as far as that goes, excessive washing through there will takes off the wax coating on your car. So as far as that goes, so you will need to have it waxed if you want to keep the paint in good order.
That it's specifically hand waxed.
But mechanically, as far as the engine and all that stuff, there's really no harm to washing the car 3 times a week if you want to. So you're saying for amusement, little Russy likes to go through the car wash.
Yeah, for sure. He has a blast with it all the time.
He thinks that's the best thing in the world, huh? Yeah. Hey, well, at least it's cheap entertainment because it's free.
Right.
Yeah, true. Christian, do you prefer liquid wax or do you prefer the hard wax?
No, I have a buddy that does auto detailing, so he normally just uses this ceramic liquid wax that he does, and he'll just put it on his polishing pad, and he'll run through the vehicle, whether it's one or two coats. But most of my vehicles don't ever really get too many details because I don't buy the best of vehicles. I kind of just get them because they're affordable and fix them up. But when I do get it done, he uses a ceramic liquid wax.
Your current vehicle is missing some clear coat.
Oh, there's a lot of clear coat missing on that one right now.
A little bit of chip and paint off.
Yeah.
Brendan, is your Hyundai got any paint missing off of it?
Oh, yeah. You know it for sure.
I was going to say,
but the Rogue is pristine, clean.
The Rogue.
That's right. That's my true baby. The Elantra, it's like a stepchild or something.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, everybody's got to have a stepchild. The Rogue, your wife drives the Rogue though, right?
On the weekends, yes, but on the weekdays, I have the Rogue. It's worth why.
Because that's Russie's ride about.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, little Russie. He's got to get places. You know, he's always going places. So, good stuff as far as that goes. Yeah, so that the truth to that is you having it detailed or waxed. I mean, you don't even need to do a full detail, but having the outside of the car washed and waxed completely every so often is a great idea to protect the paint and clear coat on the car for sure, as far as that goes. Hopefully that answers your question. So good stuff there. All right, so real quick today. Also, today's Q&A segment is powered by Hot Shot Secret. Mike writes in from Ohio about his 2015 Chevy Silverado 1500. My truck has a persistent ticking noise at idle. Can it be fixed? And if so, how much will it cost? That tick, tick, tick is usually lifter tick, which is common we're seeing in these Chevy trucks and in other modern engines. Oil gets trapped in the lifters where it eventually cooks into carbon and varnish. This causes the lifter to stick or collapse, leading to that annoying metal-on-metal sound. Before you panic about a multi-thousand-dollar teardown, there's a professional-grade solution if you catch it early enough. We use Hot Shot Secret Tick Fix and Protect. It's a targeted oil enhancer that chemically dissolves burnt-on varnish to restore proper lifter movement. Infused with FR3 nanotechnology, it will also reduce friction and wear up to 30%. Simply replace one quart of oil with Tick Fix and Protect during your next oil change. It cleans while you drive and coats your engine internals to prevent future failure. Hot Shot Secret offers problem-specific solutions that are powered by science. Available on Amazon and online at hotshotsecret.com. So we actually sometimes as an additive use that. The other great thing along with this, with the Tick Fix Protect, is to make sure and change your oil when required regularly. If you do that this stuff, they also make a Tick Fix for diesels too that works really good. So I was talking to Kay about it the other day. He's like, I use that stuff. So
we just added that to Dylan's engine not too long ago from Jasper.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, as far as that goes, and he put a new motor in. So it's a good additive. It's a good MOA to add to your engine. And the best way to use it is before you have a lifter problem, then it helps prevent lifter problems too. So,
you know, I'm going to add on to that too, because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll wait until their oil change until they get that oil checked. So you just got to make sure that you're not running low, because if you have oil starvation, that's another lifter tick failure.
We see a lot of that. So
yeah.
Once the oil light comes on, that's bad. You're too far. Yeah, when I talk to people sometimes and they're like, oh, well, the oil light came on, so I'll need to put oil in my car. Yeah, you should be checking your oil regularly if you have a consumption problem or a leak problem on your car that's not fixed.
Yeah, on those older vehicles, I like to check it like every time I go fill up at the gas station, especially if you know if you have a leak, because it's just a good every 200 miles or so. If you can make it 200 miles, mine doesn't make it 200 miles, but that's a good range.
Yeah, well, if you could... the leaks you can fix, usually it's the best idea. If you get an older car that's burning oil, that's an expensive fix. So a lot of people don't do that as far as, because that's replacing an engine. But you can keep the car going well if you check the oil. If you keep running it out of oil, it won't last long. Pretty soon you're going to have a bearing issue or something else inside the car, which we don't want. So as far as that goes. All good stuff here is... All right, we're going to have to take our first break here real quick. But before we go, compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze and Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 years plus years or 500,000 miles when completing cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. Learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and amazon.com. This is Auto Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, of course, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up in North County Inland for well over 33 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County. Taking care of folks for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego. Taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years. And of course, last but not least, up on the coast, North County, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there for quite a few years now, too, as far as that goes. Well, Oceanside Trans was there for, been there for 30 years, just plus years, just like Escondido, and we folded it into the West Automotive Group about 3 years ago, to be honest with you. So good stuff. If you need any help with your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, get in, we'll get you all taken care of. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, that is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis on any vehicle concerns you have, whether it be transmission, drivability, check engine light, cooling system, AC, whatever it is. The best money ever spent is on our certified master technicians at our facilities, at a quality facility, because I'll tell you what, you save a lot of money by having the vehicle diagnosed properly with unwanted parts replacement. We see too many vehicles come in with a bunch of new parts on them and the same problem. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home at all five locations. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get your appointment made. No matter what it is, we'll get you taken care of. While you're on there, you can follow us on Facebook, X, better known, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. We send out little tips and tweets all the time about car stuff. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for Fox 5. And do localist segments for Fox 5 also, or Auto Talk Radio, where you can get these podcasts. Good stuff as far as that goes. You can always go to the automantv.com, which is on YouTube, and that's where all of our segments, commercials, everything we do is posted there regularly. So you can check it out. Or email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Always here to help and do good stuff as far as that goes. Brandon, did you get the car shows up? Is there anything going on?
I sure did. I just got a, I have like, it looks like six of them, and I'm just trying to make sure that they're in our range. That's all.
Oh, you're just checking to make sure one's not in Texas or something like that. Pretty long way to go.
Or again, I see some of these city names, and I'm like, I never heard of that. I look it up. Oh, it's out in the desert? Are you kidding? No, forget that noise. I'm not even...
It'd be a little warm probably today out in the desert.
Probably.
I don't know. We've been warming up in San Diego here. I think we're supposed to have a pretty beautiful weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Oh, yeah.
Be a good to take your hoopty out.
Tin Lizzie is what we are.
Going to take Tin Lizzie out? Are you sure? Well, I don't know. Today looks like it's only, looks like the high is like 70. That's a beautiful day, though.
Yeah.
Be a nice day to get out and get things done.
It's a good day on two wheels, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. It's a good two-wheel day. Also four wheels if you want to get out and roll down your windows.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, you know, all good stuff out there to get out and get moving for sure. For sure. Well, Christian, your grandfather says it's a soft, rainy morning here in Ohio. He's tuned in this morning listening to us.
All righty. Well, right. Good morning there.
Good morning there, Ron. Thanks for tuning in. Or Pop. Anyway, good stuff as far as that goes. A couple things that I was working through some of the motor news and car news. Some stuff going on out here as far as that goes. We talked a little bit about EVs. They're down a bit. For the first time in forever, I believe they stated that, let's see, since 1957 or something like that, Toyota actually has posted a loss in car sales. So car sales are down, basically, is what's going on.
They were sitting on top there for a while there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's all manufacturers. I'm just saying that's an example of car sales being down. What were you just going to say, Brendan?
I was going to actually ask if it's do you think it's possibly because they're so focused on the electric, is it an SUV or a mini pickup to compete with the slate trucks, I believe? That's their new focus and main plan now, right now.
Yeah, but that's not why car. I mean, they got plenty of cars out there for people still to buy brand new that aren't those vehicles. So I don't think that's what's caused it. I just think people aren't buying vehicles right now. I think everybody's down from what I said, but it's just it's down far enough that Toyota posted actually a loss. I believe it said. I was just looking for the article. I saw it a few minutes ago. I believe it was either Toyota or Honda, one of the two. So. I could be wrong, could be Honda, but for the first time in like I said, a lot of years, 70 years or whatever. So I would probably say people just aren't buying cars right now is what it is. So,
because it's very interesting. I watched this guy who tries to, you pay him to help negotiate a better car deal for you, know, that sort of thing. And the way the dealerships make it sound like, oh man, these cars are flying off the shelf, like, You can't get these cars to stop flying off the shelf.
Basically. So you call this guy and he negotiates your car for you?
Yes, exactly. You don't have to do any of the work. He does it all. So he usually gives you like 10% off or even a little bit more than that. So on a usual basis.
What you could have probably got on your own.
It is possible. There's a lot of people.
And then how much do you pay him? 10%?
You only pay him $1,000 straight. That's it.
Oh, that's it? Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay. Still, I guess if he's cutting enough deals.
He says he does on a daily basis. He has another person he hired full-time to do it. But either way, like I said, it's quite interesting to hear the different perspectives on it. But I truly believe, like you said, people aren't in the best financial shape just right now. Especially after the tax season that happened. And I've heard more people say, oh, I didn't get that much on my tax return this time around and so on and so forth. So maybe that might help too.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Yeah. This is funny. I saw an article here about dealers. When you talk about dealers and we just were about to. Hyundai reboots U.S. services. Sales grow. Customer complaints mount. Car dealerships don't have the best service departments when it comes to customer service and that. If you've ever tried to, you have a new car, you need to kick it in for service or whatever, it can be quite they're quite set back. Hyundai says they're trying to fix that, but new car dealer has been trying to fix their service departments for years. So if you're a new car dealer, you're probably upset that I'm talking bad about you, but it is what it is. So some of them do good. Most of them don't. That's why the West Automotive Group, we get a lot of clients as soon as, you know, the car, anything that's not warranty, they bop over to us because our customer service is way better.
Well, yeah, we get new loyal customers because they're just tired of dealing with the dealership. We get a lot of horror stories from the dealerships.
For sure. There's no lie about that. So, good stuff as far as that goes.
But I do have two car shows now.
Brendan actually loves us.
I do. Yes.
He brings his car to El Cajon all the time because he lives down here. Yep. Anyway, what were you going to say?
I have two car shows for you guys super quick. Mm-hmm. All right. So first up, we got the Steppin' Up Car Show charity event. This is out in Irvine specifically, but our signal goes all the way up there. So if you're in Northern County or if you're up in the Irvine area listening to us, thank you so much. This is going to help out the One Step Ministry. It is today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So go ahead and go check that out. That's going to be a really nice car show. And, of course, one of our favorite places in the entire world, San Diego Automotive Museum.
Tomorrow, oh, yeah.
Yep. Tomorrow's their Cars and Coffee Show, 7:30 to 9:30. Be there, be square. It is always a very popular show to go to. So, and you get a free admission into the museum, which has something different every single month. So I would highly, highly suggest you guys go to that too. So two car shows, one up in Irvine today, and then one down here in San Diego, 7:30 to 9:30 at the museum. So go check those out.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, get it. Yeah. San Diego Auto Museum always puts on great events too. They really do. So, oh, here's get some. So we were just talking about new today's new vehicle active inventory measures the VIN-specific vehicles being marketed to consumers on dealer websites and retail pages. View active inventory by segment. So there's 2,927,681 vehicles in the United States right now that are out for sale. That's a lot of vehicles. It's down almost 20,000 vehicles from 30 days ago as far as availability. So there's your availability thing, Brendan. But it is up 62,510 vehicles in inventory versus 1 year ago, same time. So there you go. Here also, the average market price is up $740 on new car sales.
Yeah,
to $51,000 is the average. The average marketed price by segment is $51,430 for a new vehicle. So,
I'm not too worried about the cost part though. That's eventually
gonna, it goes up and down.
Exactly,
that does. But the inventory, as far as it's down, is down about 20,000 cars versus 30 days ago, but up 62,000, almost 63,000 cars versus a year ago. Mm. So there's plenty of inventory out there right
for
now.
For sure.
Just nobody's buying. So anyway, unless you absolutely have to, I guess.
Did you hear the recent news about the Chinese cars?
That they're not going to allow them here?
Yeah, or at least they're trying to get a bill to make sure that happens. So,
well, and I'm going to tell you that the North American new car dealers over here, they don't want those Chinese cars here.
Of course they don't. That's more competition for them.
Well,
of course.
It's not. Yeah, it's been and I, you know what, you want those Chinese cars, don't you?
No, I personally don't. I don't want them in my market. Are you kidding me?
But yeah,
I remember when I asked you, you said that's up to them. Honestly, that's out of my power.
You don't have control.
Well, you don't.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I of them coming here? No, yeah. I don't. But I don't think they're right now going to allow it. So
so you think the bill is going to pass, is what you're saying? Or no?
The bill's going to pass to keep them from coming here?
Correct.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
For now. But that doesn't mean they can't write another bill later that allows it to them to
oh,
come in.
No, you know, so. Of course they can change it up. That's what the government always does every single time, too.
Correct. But yeah. I think for now, and to be honest with you, why? We have plenty of car manufacturers here that cover everything. So
absolutely.
What do we need those cars for?
Yeah, exactly. So. I get it's an affordability situation. But again, give it time. There's plenty of American companies that are making cars more and more cheaper. I mean, I'm going to hate that I say this person's name again, but Elon Musk and Tesla have announced that they're going to be making cars cheaper coming up in a couple years. Of course, there's the Slate trucks that everyone's been talking about, too. They're going to be trying to ramp up the market with
$20,000. So Slate is an interesting thing. They're not going to have any service departments.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to have any service departments. I believe that's the truck that's supposed to come out this year, right?
Officially next year.
That's the one you can turn into an SUV and all that, right?
It comes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not going to have any service departments, and they're looking for... I actually signed a West Automotive Group up to be a service facilities for them. Just it was kind of a thing to, you know, do. They were looking to, like, okay, you work on EVs? Yep. Okay. Do you have the equipment to do it? Yep. And then they asked also about wrapping vehicles, which I said, no, I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't do that.
It kind of reminds me of a Ford Bronco and a Ford Courier.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be, Brendan, how much are those supposed to be?
The base model by itself is just $20,000.
Yeah. Wow. Comes without a radio, I think.
Nothing.
It comes with nothing. All the windows. Aren't there windows hand crank?
Yeah, the hand crank ones.
They're hand crank windows. Is all pretty much basic vehicle. But there's all kinds of
gray unpainted body.
Yeah.
Intended for vinyl wrap. So as soon as you get it for 20 grand, you got to go drop another 5 or 6 for some wrap.
That's the point that they're trying to make. Yeah.
You can have a whole car wrapped for less than
that. I didn't know IKEA built cars.
IKEA. Apparently now they do.
The way they advertise it is like, this is a sleek truck. This is a pizza. Imagine your pizza having as many different toppings and things that you want extra. Same thing with our sleek trucks. You can have as many other things you want. Just know you will have to pay a little bit extra. Basically,
catchy. Clean slate.
So pretty soon it'll be $51,000, yeah. Every other car.
So you're basically just buying, you know, the same amount. You know, so. But people are buying into it. I mean, I'm hearing hype through the windows for this thing. And again, as much as I would love to have another American-made really cool pickup trucks, this one's tiny. I heard early reviews of the truck. It's not really not reliable good. And great. Yeah. I mean, when your base battery alone itself is 150 miles, that's a little bit kind of sad to see. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Well, it's just a little runabout all it's supposed to be.
I know.
So, what's the car made out of if you don't wrap it? Is it going to rust?
No,
it's just it's just a
primer that they have on it.
Well, I think it looks like the non, you know, you can buy those cars that are in the doll. I don't know what kind of paint they call that. You know, Mercedes sold some of them, stuff like that. It's not shiny. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of paint, is that what it is? Sure. Kind of just that kind of paint put on it, or is it just primer is my question. So I don't know. It's hard to tell.
All I know is that, yes, I had I had listeners message me like crazy about like, well, imagine, you know, you just can't afford it. Maybe it's for the older crowd. But the 150 miles when I'm driving a car, it adds up pretty quickly. It takes I don't realize I drive 150 miles in one day and then I realize, oh, well, there you go. Now I should have charged it earlier and stuff like that. It adds up on me really quick. So for that reason, again, it's just a daily task of trying to remember, oh, now I got to go plug it in again. Here we go. Now I got to wait and all that stuff. So,
it's kind of like going to the gas station.
Yeah. And you know, the Tesla charging stations by themselves, like I was just driving past one in La Mesa. And again, like the line to wait for that was going two stores down. It was insane. Yeah, that's how long the line was. And I remember we were complaining about this back in 2020, maybe 2021, where someone was driving they were driving from Las Vegas to LA, and at Barstow, there was the line for the charging stations over there were just insurmountable because everyone needed to charge up before they head back home for the rest of the way, and it was just a wait time like you've never seen to try to get those cars.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, the only friends that I have that I have a good friend that has a EV. But he has solar on his house, and he plugs it in. He's retired. He plugs it in at night, charges. He never has to go to a charging station, and he has another regular car for if he ever travels. So that EV is great for around town, and he never has to get stuck in those lines. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, can you imagine? Like you don't, if you rent, you don't have that stuff at your house, and a lot of people do rent. So
it's true. Yeah,
it's something you have to deal with.
That I was letting you know that they were starting at my old apartment complex. I moved since then. They were starting to install EV chargers around the around the parking lots. And so I was kind of questioning it being like, number one, there's already very few amounts that you're already installing as of right now. So there's going to be a lot more EV charging stations you're going to need to put at almost every parking spot if that's the case. If that was if the Biden mandate still was on the come up, but of course Trump's new bill that he signed as soon as he took presidency basically kind of ixnayed that whole situation. So we don't have to worry about that, but I think they're probably still installing some more chargers. But either way, like I said, we need to have what's the saying? You need to put the horse in front of the cart, I think, or something like
that. Don't put the cart in front of the horse.
Oh, don't put the cart in front of the horse. Yeah.
You need to put the horse in front of the cart. Well, if you want to tow the cart, it'd be best to put the horse in front.
Right. So we need to have the infrastructure set up first before we move on to, okay, now we can put out all these EVs everywhere and then we'll be all set and Danny and everything. Because there's got to be some sort of setup before this whole situation before. You know, because again, there is a huge cost in everything, and this is what's costing a lot of EV people is having to wait for those chargers.
So Steve sent. Thanks, Steve, for looking this up because I didn't find it. In it wasn't Toyota; it was Honda. I said it was Honda or Toyota, but it was Honda. Honda Motor posted its first ever annual loss this week since it was first listed on the stock market in 1957. It says ever owner lost nearly 70 years electric vehicle bet backfires. Yeah, so that's probably why you're right. So you were talking about some of the EV stuff being part of the problem with that. Sounds like it. So
and for sure Honda's big thing right now is they're really focused on the EV market for some reason. I don't get it, but
well,
that's what I'm
just fine in their little four cylinders and everything.
I don't understand. Well,
maybe it's also just
you know what? I do understand, you know, some of these manufacturers had to jump into the EV market a bit, but not to some of them they went too far. Just like Ford, like the Ford Lightning truck. That's a waste if you want my opinion, and they're doing away with it. So, yeah, and getting parts for it will be super fun here in a few years because there was only like 2-year run of the thing.
Well, they're sort of getting rid of it. Like, again,
they're not manufacturing it anymore.
No, I know that.
They tore the plan.
But they're going to redo it again is what I'm saying. That, not the Lightning specifically, but they're redoing another pickup truck.
They're
same thing. It's an EV pickup truck.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I didn't see that because they took the facility where they were building that and turned it back into an ICE plant.
Yeah, they're going to do another one of the manufacturing sites. It's not that one specifically, but at a different location, they said. They're still in the middle of...
on a smaller scale, maybe?
Correct, yes. Yeah. And eventually, they said by 2030 or 2032 that this will be the official EV pickup truck for Ford by that point. They're still in the early phases. But
it may die before they even get started.
I would expect so, but, you know.
Yep. All right, well, you're in the middle of a repair and need to order a replacement part, but have you really thought about what's in your box? With over 21 manufacturing facilities worldwide, Standard is a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management components, offering more than 50,000 precision-engineered components that are subject to category-specific testing, including on-vehicle validation. Advanced internal combustion engine systems like variable valve timing and turbocharging are highly dependent on timely, accurate data from multiple sensors because these systems operate on a real-time, closed-loop logic. In these systems, the vehicle's computer must constantly adjust mechanical components based on sensor input to maintain peak efficiency, affecting vehicle performance, fuel economy, and emissions. To ensure these advanced systems operate as designed Standard, precision engineers each sensor for accuracy, speed, and durability. Each sensor is also extensively tested and validated in the lab on vehicles to ensure precise performance in extreme conditions. The Standard engine sensor program includes cam and crank sensors, battery voltage current sensors, mass airflow sensors, coolant temperature sensors, and more. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. Learn more at standardbrand.com. Great stuff. We use a lot of Standard at West S. Automotive, West Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, Miramar, Oceanside, all of them as far as that goes. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Give us a call at 1-888-344-1170 if you want to talk about anything automotive related. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Leaks in the radiator, head gasket, heater core, or water pump don't have to mean expensive repairs all the time. K-Seal is a trusted and proven one-step coolant leak repair. No draining or flushing required. Just shake, pour, and go. Learn more at kseal.com. So, also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, no question about it. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts here in San Diego at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. I like Interstate. So does Brendan. He's got one in his car. Do you have an Interstate in your car?
I sure do. And let me tell you, that warranty is fantastic.
You have one in your car too, don't you?
I remember the story about when you had a 12-year-old battery there before it finally gave out, and then you got the Interstate. I think that was about like 3 years ago or something.
Oh, Brendan?
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan, Brendan was shocked. Battering on borrowed time.
Yeah.
That was on the Chevy Sonic, one, and I was shocked that it was
We kept that car alive for quite a while.
Tell you what. Shout out to the Chevy manufacturers, because I ran that car like it was junk.
Drove it like you stole it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. But we put a lot of Band-Aids on that bad boy and kept it going for you. Did we not?
No, you definitely did, yes. You did.
Like, Brendan was trying to figure out when he's going to buy another car. He finally replaced all of his cars.
And I chose a Rogue. And you know what, Brian? I'm happy with it. I know you're saying, oh, I'll be happy when that transmission goes up. But I don't care.
When that CVT honestly goes left.
Whew, let me tell you, this Rogue has been my knight in shiny armor. 35 miles per gallon all the time. Uh-huh. It's been fantastic driving it.
But we're servicing the transmission every 20,000 miles, right?
It's very true.
Yeah, that you might get some miles out of it. That's the key to it. We see a lot of Nissans with the same CVT and the smaller Nissans, mm-hmm. Trannies fail. The unfortunate part is like the Sentras and the other small cars, the Rogue and that, when they get up over 120,000 miles and nobody serves, now the transmission is so expensive for them that you exceed the value of the vehicle, unfortunately, sometimes. Sometimes not, just depending on the condition the vehicle's in. But we often see folks that buy those cars don't do the best maintenance and service regularly on them. They just kind of drive them till they die. And in that case, then there's multiple other things wrong with them, which is tough to get around, you know? So Brendan takes very good care of his car.
Yes, I do.
So we're pretty sure it'll be just fine, and he'll keep driving. But when he does need a transmission, we'll be there for him, because it's going to happen, you Nissan lover. Just one of those things.
I prefer the term Nissan Defender.
Nissan Defender. There you go. You're the Nissan Defender. That's a great statement.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I don't hate Nissans. Let me tell you, their little Frontier truck I love. I think it's a great little truck too. So Nissan has just struggled with some of their things and a lot of transmission stuff. We send Pathfinders and Xteras, and some of them went through a period where the radiators, the transmission cooler in the radiator would split open and allow coolant to get into the transmission itself. And for anybody that knows, that's experienced that, the minute you get water-based things, whether it be water or just coolant or water or coolant or anything like that that's water-based into a transmission, the clutches are paper lined or crow lined, they start to delaminate and come off of the steel plates that they're attached to, the glue. It's more the glue that fails from the water, because it's petroleum based livable. So when it gets water in it, then the transmission just falls apart internally. It's quite an expensive fix as far as that goes. So we often check for water contamination in automatic transmission CVTs in it, because it will destroy them if you get it into it. So Anyway, one of those things. So today's look at maintaining your vehicle's electrical components is brought to you by CRC and their QD electronic cleaner. We love this stuff. We use the heck out of it. Modern vehicles rely on dozens of electrical components to run safely and efficiently, from sensors and wiring harnesses to battery terminals, connectors, and control modules. Over time, dirt, oil, moisture, and road salt and corrosion can build up, interfering with electrical connections, restricting current flow, and triggering warning lights, performance issues, and even complete system failures. Contaminated sensor connections can send faulty data to the engine computer. This can lead to incorrect or erratic readings, check engine lights, limited engine power, emission system failures, poor miles per gallon, and can lead to bigger problems such as no start condition. CRC's QD electronic cleaner can handle dirty or corroded sensor connections in addition to parts like contacts, circuits, and computer components. It's plastic safe, drives quickly, and leaves no residue. Keeping electrical components clean helps ensure accurate signals, strong connections, and reliable operation. It also prevents premature wear, protects against moisture intrusion, and extends the life of critical vehicle systems. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. As far as that goes. Hey, boy, man, this hour just flies, huh, Brendan?
No kidding. 5 minutes left already?
That's it. We're down to five.
Christian, are you a fan of the Reddit stuff that I read on the air sometimes, like at people asking or giving auto advice,
you know,
on Reddit?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes like when I'm on my own free time, like when I'm scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or something, I'll stop and read them, mainly because there's a lot of trolls on the internet.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to hop in on it as well, but
well, get you a good chuckle, if nothing else.
Because yeah. Every time I read one to Brian on air, he goes, "What are you talking about?"
Well, and I want to bring something up that I just realized. I was using ChatGPT,
and what?
I was checking out to see the answers. I do this just to see how it, you know. So what I didn't realize is a lot of information.
It's pulled from the internet.
It's pulled from Reddit, actually.
Yeah.
And it told me that in chapter 2. Pulled from Reddit. So I was like, so the information you're getting from ChatGPT may not be as accurate as you think it is.
Of course not. No.
So ChatGPT, AI, it's just, all it's doing is pulling information off the internet, and it's just summarizing everything that it sees itself in correlation and something that's similar to what you're looking up, and it puts it all into this list. And it just formats it so that way it looks professional. So it has a form of professionalism, but it doesn't mean it's always right. That's why a lot of people that do ChatGPT to diagnose their vehicle or...
it doesn't work.
Try to use it for legal advice. That's why they put at the bottom, like, we are not professionals. Locate your
ChatGPT does work good for some things, though. Like if I have a document, let's say I have a lease and I want to know, is there a personal guarantee in this lease? You can put the document in there and it will check your document for you and tell you, no, there's no personal guarantee, or yes, it is. So those things it works well for, but it doesn't go out on the internet to find the answer for that. It's smart enough to look at the and find the words, you know, personal guarantee or anything like that inside of it. So it does work good for things like that. But yes, life advice from ChatGPT or Grog or whatever it's called is probably a bad idea.
All I'm saying is that there's always going to be a limitation with AI, no matter how much you try to skew it or think of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
It will, but
there is always going to be a limitation when it comes to AI.
So keep in mind when you ask, what is the best this or what is the best that, it's taking it from Reddit. That's where it's coming from for sure.
Yeah.
So, which is not a great thing as far as that goes. All right. Don't let your vehicle emissions fail. Be proactive and use CRC G2P. CRC guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner features an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. It actually increases acceleration response time. Guaranteed to pass will reduce emissions like carbon monoxide, hydrocarbons, and nitrogen oxide. It will also clear emissions-related check engine light codes and even improve fuel economy. Drive to crcg2p.com for more information. Here on Auto Talk, as we talk about this, I'll tell you what.
We didn't get to our story too much.
No, we didn't.
But
we
CRC cleaner is absolutely fantastic.
The electronic cleaner stuff is amazing that we use, you know. Most things we talk about are really good stuff as far as that goes. Actually, all the things I talk about, everything I talk about. But I want to go back to that one real quick thing about you were talking about. So, yes, a lot of that comes from Reddit. And we know there's a lot of bad information on Reddit. I'm going to tell you. And Brendan just likes to read that stuff because he thinks it irritates me.
No, no. I actually do want to hear your comment and see if you would agree with that. Most of the time.
We've read a bunch of those and laughed about it quite a few times about things, though. Yes, you're right. Yeah. So all good stuff. Hey, San Diego, everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer, San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM. We are so glad you join us every Saturday. Make sure to tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live. Christian, thanks for joining in.
Hey, Brendan, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Brendan, always great to have you with us, too.
All your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.